When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Firing. It's like a game I like to call New Game Sweeping the Nation. It's called Who We Firing? Who We Firing? Who We Firing on this? Dolphins are out of the playoffs.
Do I want to be a part of this?
Yeah, baby. No judgments today. No judgments.
I'm not going to judge anybody, but I just would like.
Who We Firing?
I just, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm not mad that people are mad and want a body.
25 years, dude.
And want a body.
Remember when we started meetings at 8:24?
You thought you were so cute!
But here's what I hate.
That works.
And here's what I would hate.
Yeah.
And this is the honest truth. Sometimes your solution and what people think the solution is put you in a worse spot and it'll have you waiting another 5 or 6 or 7 years and you don't even realize it because you want to be satisfied right now.
I want to be satisfied right now.
So you don't care if it takes. So then you'll say it's been 30 years. So then you'll say, at what point are you going to have the patience?
Do they feel close to 26?
All right. Never mind.
Who
all right,
firing
go ahead.
Right.
You know, that's like.
You don't sound like you want to be firing.
In all fairness, this is why I root for the worst.
Why?
Because you don't. I understand people want something to happen. But don't you have to, like, doesn't it have to be a part where I don't want to ruin everything but just because to make me satisfied something happened?
Could we play Who We Firing and maybe you'll like it?
Okay.
Maybe yeah. you'll like it.
Okay.
You know? You don't know. Okay. It's a new game.
Okay. Okay.
Brandon.
Okay.
Who We Firing?
Hey there, Tobin. I love the show. Excited to be on. It's got to be Chris Greer. I mean, that's just the obvious answer. I don't think anybody's, you know, doing a hot take with that. But it's just, to me, it's always been that he does not have a vision for this team. He does not, like, you don't look at Chris Greer and say, like, what identity is he building for this team? To me, he's an Instacart shopper for whatever coach he's brought in. He's just out here shopping for groceries. He doesn't even know what he's getting. And then half the time, he's getting spoiled groceries from the back of the aisle that nobody wanted. To me, it's just the lack of vision from a GM level. Like, you look at other teams, they know what they're doing. They're building towards something, like a shared vision. I don't think Greer has vision. I think he's just out there getting whatever, you know, next coach he brings in. Man. So that's my problem with him.
Brandon's firing Chris Greer.
Hey,
I like the idea.
I can't.
I like the idea of Chris Greer having the Amazon cart and being like, 25% off.
No. Tyreek Hill. All right. I that was very, like, that's what I'm saying. I can't be mad at you. Right. I think one of the things that, and I'll give you a perfect example. The Panthers GM. How he built it. How
Zito.
He had a base and then added like-minded stars to that base.
Out of the perfect guys.
Right.
Perfect yin to Barkov's yang.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. He didn't just go sign all of the big name players. So from that standpoint, yes, I'm okay.
I think Leroy likes who we firing.
Like I'm 100% with you there. I can't be mad at him.
Evander, who we firing?
Tobes, what's good? Leroy, what's good?
What's happening?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Leroy, man, before I came on, what I was going to say, you almost took the words right out of my mouth. You can't fire everybody, but Greer, when I say he has to go, here's why I think he has to go. You did all this drafting. You had all these picks. You traded back. It was all cute. None of it worked. Like, the Texans are better than us, and we had all their picks.
That's a rough
one. They were behind us in the rebuild, bro. Like, it has to be Greer. You can't fire Mike McDaniel because you need some type of, like, consistency. And also, I don't want to fire. I know he's new, but imagine firing him and he goes somewhere else and gets it right. I don't want the Dolphins to be his growing pains and he go somewhere else and turn into Dan Campbell. You know what I mean?
Hey, so, I lived through that.
I think it has to be Greer.
I lived through that.
Appreciate
with
it,
with Bill Belichick.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, I can't. And here is why I can't argue with any of these guys. One, because we have no idea about GMs, right? Do we really know who would be a good GM or not?
No.
Right.
But this guy's been in the building now for...
Right. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, from the standpoint of, I can't get mad at anybody because I can't definitively say, oh, it's let's get this guy or that guy.
Mm-hmm.
We know other coaches. We know other quarterbacks. We know other offensive linemen. So it's easier to say we need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need this, this, or this.
Rome is saying fire everyone, including the valet parking guys. That's a bit strong. We don't have to fire the
parkers.
It's not their fault.
They're not parking the car good enough, clearly, baby.
Right.
Definitely not their fault.
Let's go to Wally. Who are we firing?
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah, what happened?
Day like today.
Hey, fine. Tobin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. You're talking to somebody that used to walk through the Orange Bowl as a little kid in 1970 to watch these people play. So I've been watching the Dolphins for a long time.
Okay? A wee lad.
And this is the worst I've ever seen. This guy, Greer, has to go. He was given a plethora of picks to build a team. And today, to my non-expert expectations and knowledge, I think we're worse off than when we got all those picks for Laremy Tunsil. He traded a second and a third round pick for Eichenberg, which is crazy. Oof. He has Tindall, he has Smith on defense, and neither of them can play a lick. He picks players who are injured and cast-offs from other teams who were past, like, excellent players, and now they're like a shell of themselves. And that's who he picks because he doesn't trust himself. So, you know what? We don't trust him. He's got to go.
Wow. Wally's fine. Chris Greer is the common theme today. I will say, I would just tell Chris Greer, I could never do your job. But take a look at the durability thing. You really seem to not care about that. And guys who get hurt a lot seem to still get hurt a lot.
Yeah. I don't think he can do his job either, basically. I'm saying, really. So I think you're good.
I would say that here's what I've learned over the last few years. When every team has struggled and every team has had to either rebuild or stay consistent, they always start with the offensive and defensive line. So they always do that. And they'll start there. A great offensive and defensive line can make an average offense or an average defense look better. But a bad offensive defensive line, sometimes your skill positions can't make them look better.
Can I say this? Yeah. Steven says, who we firing? Everybody.
So, and I get if that's what you want to do.
People are mad today, man.
I get that's what you want
to
do.
Let's talk to Handsome Daffy. Hello, Handsome Daffy. Who we firing?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Well, we already fired OBJ. Fire Skyler. Those are two great fires.
Oh, man. Poor Skyler got out there. I'm waved.
I mean, the thing for today is going to be Chris Greer.
Yeah.
Anybody who agrees with Chris Greer, anybody who wants him there, they all should be fired.
They should be fired, too?
just for thinking.
Anybody who agrees with it, you don't even have to work for the organization. You can work at the post office. If you agree that he should be there, it should fire you right now.
Wow. If you make Chris Greer's latte in the morning and you think he's a nice guy, you need to be fired from Starbucks. Right.
Exactly.
There'll be a lot of people with our jobs for Christmas.
Wow.
People are upset at Chris Greer.
So
I think we're finding a theme.
If I have any questions about what made it or what has them struggling right now, and this team struggling, there's two things. You're not physical enough up front. On the defensive line, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but those guys can't play.
Poor Zach Sealer. What a season we're wasting.
On offensive line, not very physical. Just not. A three-step drop, and there's guys standing with Tua before he can bring the ball up to throw it. You need a physical running game. I don't know whether it's because your line's not physical. Because guess what? If you look at all the other places that this system was ran, right? San Fran, you go to Atlanta, they all ran the ball extremely well. So I'm not just buying that it's the system. The second thing, and this is more important, there is too many high draft picks watching the game from the sidelines.
That's right.
Too many. And if you look at all of the successful teams, they all have young guys playing really well on the cheap. And that's how you excel, and that's how you can make moves. You don't make the moves first and then try to go cheap. And that's what happened. Like, they kind of did it backwards in that they went and got all these free agents, got rid of all these draft picks, and then assumed that they were going to find somebody later on in the draft. It actually works the other way. You keep firing and going, trying to find get all these picks, and then you add when you find out which one of these picks works.
Well, take a break. If you're on hold, you want to fire someone, you're going to get to fire someone. But we got to take a break. Back after this.